I didn't read the contract. That's the ugly truth. I skimmed it like everybody else skimmed it, nodding along, pretending my eyes were catching what my ego had already decided didn't matter. Everyone else had signed. That was the real clause. We were sitting in the conference room with the glass walls, the one they only booked when something important was happening. Coffee was free that morning. Prosense, too. Someone joked about how serious it all felt, like we were closing a movie deal, instead of onboarding into a mid-sized consultancy with delusions of grandeur. The partner slid the papers across the table, like it was a formality. "No pressure, no rush. Standard stuff," he said, smiling the way men smile when they want you to feel chosen. I remember thinking, this is it. This is how you level up. Not by asking questions, not by looking cautious, but by showing you belonged in the room. So I signed. Didn't ask why the liability section was so long. Didn't ask why there was a clause about collective responsibility. Didn't ask why the arbitration venue is inconvenient. I signed because the guy to my left had already signed. Because the woman across from me didn't hesitate. Because nobody wanted to be the asshole who slowed the moment down. The culture felt solid then, protective, like a net. It vanished the second something went wrong. I wasn't desperate, that's important. I had a job already. A decent one. But this place, this firm, had heat. It had buzz. It had LinkedIn gravity. People leaned in when you said the name. That mattered to me more than I admitted. I liked being adjacent to power. I liked telling people where I worked and watching their eyebrows move just a little. I liked that my parents finally stopped asking if I was still figuring things out. I liked that women didn't ask follow-up questions anymore. So when the offer came with that contract, thick and smug and printed on good paper, I treated it like a ticket instead of a warning. The onboarding was a blur of jargon and confidence. We move fast. We trust each other. We don't nickel and dime responsibility. All that bullshit that sounds like values until it turns into leverage. The clause everyone pretended not to notice was buried halfway through. Collective liability. Shared accountability. If one of us fucked up, we all did. Not morally, financially. At first it felt noble, like a team thing, like we were warriors in the same trench. Then the shortcuts started. Small ones, gray ones. A little creative interpretation of compliance here. A rushed signature there. Everyone does it, my manager said, shrugging. Clients expect efficiency. And I didn't object, because objecting felt like stepping backward, like admitting I didn't belong. So I forwarded emails without reading attachments. I rubber-stamped timelines I knew were bullshit. I reassured junior staff and they hesitated. It's fine. Legal already looked at it. They hadn't. I knew that. I said it anyway. Here's the fucked part. I liked being the calm one. The guy who smoothed things over. The guy management trusted not to make noise. That trust felt like armor. I ignored the quiet voice that said, "You're being set up," because the louder voice said, "You're being elevated." And elevation feels a lot like safety until gravity shows up. The problem didn't explode, it leaked. An audit request, a delayed invoice, a client email with too many people CC'd. The kind of shit that makes your stomach tighten but still lets you pretend it'll resolve itself. Meetings started happening without calendars. Doors closed. Conversations stopped when I walked in. That's when I reread the contract. Actually read it. My name was there. Clear as day. My signature anchoring paragraphs. I suddenly understood way too fucking well. Indemnification. Joint liability. Waiver of class action. Mandatory arbitration in a jurisdiction I'd never even been to. I brought it up casually, like I wasn't panicking. "Hey, just want clarity on exposure here," I said to my manager. He smiled. Same smile as onboarding. "You're covered as long as you're aligned." Aligned, that word started haunting me. When the client pulled out, Everything snapped into focus. Millions at stake. Someone had to take the fall, not publicly, not legally, but internally. The firm needed a story. And stories need characters. I watched the partners distance themselves in real time. Language shifted. Emails reframed decisions as team-led. Suddenly, approvals I remembered clearly were unclear. I wasn't accused, not directly. I was included. In meetings, in responsibility, in consequences. The arbitration notice came on a Tuesday. HR framed it like support. We'll navigate this together. Together meant you're on your own. The culture that had felt so solid, gone. Slack messages unanswered, lunch invites evaporated. The same people who signed without reading wouldn't even make eye contact. I wanted to scream, "You were there! You signed too!" But I didn't, because screaming doesn't help when the paperwork is airtight. I'd enabled the machine. Now I was inside it. Arbitration is quiet. That's what no one tells you. No courtroom drama, no public reckoning. Just conference rooms and lawyers who speak softly while dismantling you piece by piece. The firm's lawyer wasn't my lawyer. That became clear fast. He protected the entity, not the individuals who made it possible. I watched my career compress into bullet points. Emails stripped of context. Decisions reframed as initiative. Silence interpreted as consent. Which hurt, because it was true. I had consented. Over and over, with my signature, with my silence, with my need to feel important. When the settlement numbers landed, I laughed. Actually laughed. A short, sharp sound that surprised everyone in the room. They thought I was cracking. I was realizing something worse. The culture I trusted had never been protection. It was camouflage. I paid. Not all at once, but enough to feel it every month. Enough to delay plans. Enough to explain gaps in my resume with vague phrases like consulting transition. No one from the firm checked in after, not once. On LinkedIn, they're still thriving. Same slogans, same smiles, same fucking language about trust and alignment. Sometimes I scroll past new hires announcing their first day, beaming, proud, contracts probably sitting unsigned on their desks. I want to warn them, but I don't, because I know how it sounds. Because I know how badly I wanted to belong. Because I signed too, and now this is what belonging costs.